birth of Jesus? What does this speak to us today? Perhaps it speaks to us of the way in which God uses the most surprising ways for his truth to be known. Elizabeth and Zechariah were historically of no significance, probably, to those around them. They were just an elderly couple, perhaps beyond their best before date. They wouldn't have even merited a footnote in the pages of history by a secular historian. But to God, they stood out from the crowd because they were obedient. They were faithful. They'd kept on praying. They kept on serving. And yes, perhaps their lives were filled with disappointments and doubts. Perhaps things hadn't turned out for them the way that they would have wanted. But still, they kept on trusting and believing. And God used them in his unfolding plan of salvation for the whole world. Because you see, God has a different set of priorities in the way that he chooses people. How might God be wanting to use you and use me? During this time of Advent, how might our lives speak to other people around us as we seek to trust God? As we seek to be obedient to his calling upon our lives. The truth is that God wants to do incredible things through you and through me as we offer ourselves in service to him. Perhaps today all you can see are the disappointments in your life, the things that have gone wrong, or perhaps all you can see is the disappointment in the world around, a world that seems to be spiraling out of control. Or maybe like Elizabeth and Zechariah, we can offer our lives to God with all the doubts and with all the disappointments and simply say, Lord, your will be done in me and through me. And the second point I think we can take from this is that God keeps his promises. There had been about 400 years of silence between the last word of the prophets and the first words, these words again, of the coming Messiah. And suddenly the silence had been broken. The Messiah was about to arrive. And despite the long wait, even in the disappointments, even in the doubts, God keeps his promises. All through their lives, Elizabeth and Zechariah would have been reminded of the meaning of their names. What do their names mean? Zechariah, a name that means God remembers. Elizabeth, a name that means God's promise. And what was the truth in their lives? That God remembered his promise and gave them John. A name which means grace. A name which means favor. God remembers his promises. What we see lived out here in these lives of Elizabeth and Zechariah. And that's the truth that we can hold on to today. Even in the midst of our own disappointments, our own doubts, even in the midst of our own world that seems so confused and spiraling out of control, we can remember the truth that God remembers his promises. Despite the fact that people had turned their backs on God, he had never given up on them, and he never gives up on us. God loves us with a love that caused him to step into our world, to live a life for us, to suffer for us, to be rejected for us, and to die for us. God gave his promise. God never gave up on his promise to redeem us, to bring salvation to us, to show us mercy, to rescue us, and to forgive us. God never gave up on his promise to shine his light into our darkness and to guide our feet on his path. Peace. You know, it's no wonder that dear old Zechariah sung his heart out on that day. That day as he praised God for promises kept. I wonder what the song is in your heart today. My prayer is that for each one of us, even in our disappointments and even in our celebrations, that we might know this God who keeps his promises. Let's pray together. Lord, you came into a broken world, a world filled with disappointments and doubts and hurt and pain and darkness. Yet still you came. You never gave up on your promise to bring redemption and healing and love and light and truth into your world. We thank you, Lord, that you used that elderly couple of Elizabeth and Zechariah. You used their faithfulness. You used their willingness to bring about John into the world, the one who would point people to Jesus, the one who would show people the way. Lord, may we be inspired by these lives that we've heard about this morning. And may we too offer ourselves in faithful, obedient service, pointing others to the truth about who you are, the truth of what you do in our lives. And Lord, if today perhaps we're here and the doubts and the disappointments and the challenges just seem so great in our lives, may we, like Zechariah and Elizabeth, simply be still and rest in your presence and allow your work in our lives. Lord, we thank you again for the truth of who you are, and we thank you for your promises that you keep. Through Jesus, our Lord and Saviour. Amen.